I'm really glad we're finally getting around to cleaning out this pod and finding this rug that's got Niggle-Summa-Lugle's ashes on it.
Oh, it's my old Cobra Commander figure. I was looking for this.
Donald, what the hell is this?
It's 11s. I use it to make money on the internet when jabs are slow.
It looks like a giant pink sperm.
Don't play with it, Randy. It has my ass on it.
Oh, damn it, Donald. That's not what moonlighting means.
Fuck off, Randy. I was a cop. I lived on a cop's salary. You know, if a cop or a paramedic or anybody needs to supplement the salary with a sex site on the internet, it doesn't show problems with that person. It shows trouble with the salaries being paid in this country. And all that goes back to Cthulhu and this Niggle-Summa-Lugle guy.
I don't want to get started on anything political, Donald. Let's just find this rug.
Jeez, the way these guys pack this thing and nothing is organized. There's no telling where the rug is.
You gotta find it. I mean, the world could end, and these ashes on the rug are the only thing that might stop it.
Yeah, that, or Niggle-Summa-Lugle's gonna kill us all.
What did Crowchuckle say about it?
Oh, he asked if he could borrow my lovin's, so it's a good thing we found it. I'll put it in a box and send it to him.
Maybe wash it first. From the darkness, I'm Randy Aspinwall, and as always, I am 12 floors down beneath this gigantic mansion that I inherited from my great-great-great-granduncle, Randolph Carter. I'm here with my three co-hosts, who I will allow to introduce themselves, and we've got a special show in store for you today, but first... Anybody?
Hi, I'm Julie the Ghost. You can tweet me at JulieTheGhost1.
I am Lugutz the Ghoul. That's at Lugutz on Twitter. Hey, Randy, how do one-handed people put on gloves?
Oh, well, they'd probably have to use it like their feet. They could put the glove down under their toes and then put the stump down there. And then they could grab the glove with their toes and pull the glove up their arm. And I think that could work.
You're missing the point. It's a joke. It's one-handed people put on gloves, so then you say, what, Lugutz? And then I respond, and I tell you, they don't. They put on one glove.
It's not a joke. There's the people with one arms. You shouldn't, that's not a joke. I mean, this is real.
Like, it's actually kind of funny. I mean, it's kind of funny because gloves or glove, okay, never mind.
Wait, yeah. What? All right. Did I miss something?
It's all right.
All right. Anyway, was that a joke? Was that a joke? You weren't picking on people with one hand?
No, well, I mean, I brought it up because I was missing a hand, after the remand until I was able to feed after that little prick took my hand.
Oh, okay. So it was not a joke. You were talking about the literal situation of having to put a glove on your stump with your feet.
No, I didn't put a glove on my stump. I was just using that incident to inspire the joke.
God, nobody cares.
I'm sorry, Lou. I don't understand.
Donald, are you okay there?
Yeah, he's been looking sick all week. We were emptying out the pod earlier this week, trying to look for the rug with Niggle-Summa-Lugle's ashes on it. And he was looking bad then. Now, I mean, like, Donald, there's like a patch of your hair missing.
Ugh.
You look bad, buddy. You're
ooh,
gray.
And
look at emphysema
patient.
Changing
color.
Yeah, I know. He's turning gray. He's been like this all week. He's like the underbelly of a slug.
Please tweet me at Detective Donald. That's D. I can't fucking do this today.
I know that we said we were going to do this last week, but we are going to get a real doctor in here to come and take a look at you. Like, do you think this has anything to do with the fact that you injected yourself with reanimator fluid last week?
Ooh.
Probably.
And maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe you shouldn't inject yourself with reanimator fluid.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Lou, I'm hungry. Do you have any more dead deer?
Yeah, I have some from last night. Saved. I'll get you some.
Wait a minute. He's been eating. Okay. He's been eating dead deer with you.
Yeah, I've been sharing a lot of my stuff with him. He's just his appetite's changed.
Donald, what is going on, man?
I don't know. I feel like shit, but I just want raw dead deer all the time and squirrels and chipmunks and shit. I don't know. It's like I feel like crap, but I'm eating like loo, which is weird.
Yeah, I had to go hunt a couple more times
than usual.
Your
teeth are falling out.
Ah, that's not new.
What?
I've been wearing false teeth for years.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's get this done. Hey, so, folks, as I was saying, the detective and I earlier this week went into the pod, and we went through all of his stuff from his apartment over the Greenhound, and we did manage to sift our way through all the junk that is in there. It's unbelievable, and what an assortment of sex toys. But we found the rug, and we've got it here. We're going to put these ashes that we have on here on the altar. Julie's been working with me all week to really perfect this ritual to perform this summoning.
And, Donald!
Is what that, color is that?
Is that a bone? Donald, don't eat bones.
That's from the deer. I don't eat the bones. I mean, he's really not himself.
Yeah, no.
Donald, do you want to go lay down? Are you all right?
Yes.
Just take a break. You know, it's okay. So anyway, we're gonna do this ritual, and we're gonna summon Al. I should say we're gonna resurrect Al. For those of you that didn't catch the episode or don't remember, Al was unfortunately killed on our show. There's still the debate is still out as to whether it was a good thing or not. This guy Simon Crowchuckle also got a hold of us, and you know, he kind of added some more information to the mix, and honestly, we don't know if we're doing the right thing here. Who knows? But as far as I can see, this is our only option. This is the only way to move forward for us, is to do something. So we're going to do it, and we're going to see where it takes us. So, Julie, before I start casting this thing, would you mind? I'm a little nervous. We've had a couple of weird things go on before. Would you just, head on upstairs, focus yourself up there, and keep an eye on my wife and my kids?
Oh, yeah, of course. Right. That's a good idea,
All right, Lugatz, I don't know how much help Donald is going to be should something crazy happen, but I really need you, buddy, at the ready. Remember, you swore to protect us and to make this happen.
You let the ball go through your legs.
Oh, my God. Look at him. Oh, he's curled up. He's gone fetal. Oh, Donald, I wish I could do something for you, but we really got to get this show done.
Bitch.
Donald, maybe just lay down there. Just lay down. Oh, what is coming out of... Oh, my God, he's leaking out of his ass. What is that? It's coming out of his ears, too.
Mookie Wilson.
All right, look, let me just get this done. Maybe I'll be able to tell us what's going on here. All right, the ashes are there. The blood is in the altar. The body's in the altar. Okay. Light this candle over here. Okay, and this one over here. All right. Fig nagalugal, mi niga, rileye, konyanse toak, nyavnite ha, rotyech yate, yorklech yate, azathoth, haster, nig samalugal, reliakete, reliakete. All right.
Nothing yet.
Do you see anything? Oh, look, there's a little crack forming in the altar. It's opening up. It's opening up. Here it comes. Look. It's Al's face. It's Al. He's crawling out. Help him out. Ooh, grab him.
Easy,
grab him. Pull him out. Pull him out. Oh, my God. He's like birthing out of this thing.
Hey.
Al. It worked.
Hi.
It worked. I resurrected somebody. I did it right. I did a spell.
Yes. I'm back. I am Haster.
You what?
I'm a light
being Al.
Here to bring about the end of all realities.
What?
By waking the dreamer Azathoth.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. This is what Crowchuckle Warner's about.
I am Yellow King.
Lugatz, kill him. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it.
Oh, God. He's got me by the throat, Randy. He's too strong.
Oh, my God.
Fools.
Randy.
Donald. Yes. Oh, my God. Donald's dead.
No living being can kill me.
Oh.
Surprise. I'm already dead. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Oh, my God, Donald!
How do you like that? I just shut my hand up your ass! How do you like that?
Oh! Holy
Holy shit!
Tastes like chicken!
Don't stick your head up there! I cannot believe you killed Al again. I mean, I'm not angry.
Fuck that guy! How many goddamn times do I have to kill him?
Donald, look at that yellow mist. It's growing up out of his mouth. You might have to kill him again. Oh my god, look at that! And there's black tentacles coming out of him too, just like we're coming out of the altar. Oh my god!
I am Haster, the King in Yellow. You played into my final game. You've destroyed the immortal prison in which Nyarlathotep the Tep trapped me. You fools, now I'll take what I really came here for. The magician! I'm here for you, Randy.
Oh my god, it's coming right for me.
What the fuck? Holy shit! Look at that fucking clown! Oh my god! Little fat clown with octopus shit!
Randy?
What the fuck?
Oh god, no. Oh, his eyes.
This is bad.
Shit. This is. Fuck, guys. This is. Haster's possessed Randy. What the hell? This is the worst.
That's bad. Oh. This is very bad. Randy? Fuck you, Randy.
No, detective. Randy is no longer present in this form.
Haster, I believe?
Well.
Yes. You all work for me now. Together, we are going to summon Azathoth. And we are going to awaken the sleeper and raise him from his dreams.
And why would we want to do that?
Because it is time for this experiment to end.
But the dreamer must never awaken.
You seem really fucked up.
Hey.
Lou?
Julie, this is kind of your wheelhouse. Is there anything we can do? He just threw me all over the place like a rag doll.
That's right. You are all powerless against the King in Yellow.
Lou?
Yeah, hey, Julie, can you give him a handy?
Death will come for all of you.
I'm already dead, dumbass.
Yes, but you're still in that body, aren't you, Detective? And soon it will be gone. And then what will remain of you? I mean the real you.
Where are you
going to go when you are dead and your body is gone? You'll come to me.
Same place I always go. The bar.
Make light of it if you will, Detective.
Bud Light.
So.
Detective.
Ow! Blood!
Come here, ghoul. Do as
Me?
You were bred to do.
Don't go.
Kneel.
Don't go. He's gonna rape you.
Louie.
Kneel at my feet, ghoul.
Oh, now he's fucking General Zod.
I don't think we have a choice here,
Julie,
guys.
We gotta figure some shit out. We gotta figure out how to beat this guy.
Donald, I don't know what we can do right now, but. I'll get back
it's
to you.
It's fucking
on this.
Neil.
I think I have to.
Superman, can you hear me?
No one can hear you. And finally, for once, Randy will have the last word on his show.
No.
Thank you for listening to the second to last episode of the first season of Live from the Darkness. We'll be back next week with the season finale. I am Thorn Winter. I played Randy Aspinwall on the show. Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy was played by Manny Silvera. Julie the Ghost was played by Samantha Laws. And Lugitz the Ghoul was played by Joey Starr. The theme song is by Isaac Ross. And the show is produced by me. So if you have any comments, suggestions, or angry words, send them to me at Cold Dark Podcast on the Twitter. See you next week, folks.